Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock. Thanks for jumping on Wealth Protector TV. Really excited to have my guest here, my colleague, Brent Honay, who's an expert attorney at the firm on all things asset protection, estate planning, and business planning. Brent, welcome.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So we were talking offline. You know, Brent, you know, obviously, for everyone who's listening, we have kids. We have kids in college. We were talking about college and estate planning. And I want to get right into this important point of advanced healthcare directives, because you and I were going off about this offline. Brent, jump into this. What is an advanced healthcare directive? Why is it good for parents with kids in college? And let's get into this.
Yeah. So, Paul, I'd say why I want to talk about this today is this is something that's very topical. I have clients that are calling me occasionally, but I want to make sure everyone's fully aware of the issue, you know, that we're talking about. And that is that, you know, when our kids hit 18, that, you know, the ability as parent to be able to make decisions for our kids and deal with doctors and all sorts of things changes. And so, you know, this is a time of year, a lot of our kids are now finally, they're able to go back to school. They can physically go back to wherever they're going. And many of these kids are going out of state to different institutions. They've got some freedom that they haven't had in a long time, and they're, you know, trying some new things out and spreading their wings and such. And it's critical that, you know, that parents understand that they need to have some documents in place now. And these are the kind of documents we tend to not think about until we get older and think, oh yeah, we should get a trust and wills and different things like that. This is important now. These are living documents we're going to talk about. This is your advanced healthcare directive, your power of attorney, and the healthcare directive basically is this. This is a roadmap that we create with your child that says, this is what I would like for my healthcare in a variety of different ways. If I'm ever incapacitated and I can't speak to a doctor, or I just want to defer to my parent and let them make some decisions for me, I want to name mom and dad still as those people who can do that for me.
Brent, you and I were talking, when the kid's in college, they're 18, the college won't let you talk about certain issues with your kid. And you don't realize that as a parent until your kid is there. You're like, wait a minute, I'm paying the bills. It's my kid. They won't talk to you. Isn't that the case?
It's crazy. So yeah. And we've talked about this, Paul, because I know our kids are that age. I've got four kids and now I have three in college. And so, you know, this becomes evident in a number of different ways. And the frustration that we feel is that, you know, we're paying the bills, you know, in a lot of cases, we're taking care of all of the issues related to sending our kids off to school, and we're happy to do it. They're getting educated, and that's all good. That's what we want. But then things happen where we get, you know, nasty grams from the school. Hey, you didn't pay your bill, or we have this form you needed to fill out. You didn't fill it out. What happened? And I go, well, I got to get a hold of my daughter and figure out, did she see the email that they sent her? And can I call? And you call the school, and the school says, yeah, sorry, Mr. Hitchcock, we can't talk to you.
Right.
It's unreal. 18-year-old. Yeah. And so that's frustrating. So there's some things that I can tell you that can help with that you should do. That's part of this whole process anyway. And we'll get into that a little bit in a second, but I'd say just to kind of close the loop on the advanced healthcare directive, why you need it, why you should talk to an attorney to get one done correctly is you don't want to be in a situation ever where a doctor says, I'm not comfortable telling you what's going on because of the privacy laws. So we need a good, solid healthcare directive with a good, solid HIPAA release. So they feel good talking to the parent now, not just, you know, talking to the child who can't respond. So that's something that should get done. And it's easy to do. It's a couple $100. And it also allows you to talk to you about why these other documents are important for the family, such as trusts and various ways to protect the family. So that's something that should be just done. And this is a good time of year to do it. When we do them, we typically will create one for California, but we realize that other states that they're going off to may have different rules. And so we want to make sure they're compliant, and you may need to have one that's compliant for that state too. So we get into that. And so it's just my guidance is don't do something on the cheap in this area. See a lawyer, have them do it right on that one. And so that's that issue. But the other issue, Paul, that we were talking right before this, the Zoom was, you know, the issues of, you know, talking to the school generally and how do we do that? And that's, right. You know, where we get into power of attorney land.
So. Right. Right. Yeah. Because well, I was going to say on the advanced healthcare directive, because of COVID too, it's become ever more important to have that, you know, people are getting sick and you just want to make sure that's put together. But yeah, on the power of attorney, that's another component of an estate overall estate plan. Is that right, Brent?
Absolutely. So, you know, when we do an estate plan, there's some basic documents that everyone should have, right? So at this stage, you know, if you're watching this, you should already have a very strong revocable living trust for your family that just says, hey, God forbid something happens to me, if I'm married to me and my spouse, here's how everything gets handled without a judge, without a probate action. And if we have kids, here's how we're protecting those kids through the trust. And the key things that most people want to do is we want to protect them in case if we're gone. If those kids get sued at some point, we want to make sure they don't lose the money we leave them. If my kid gets divorced at some point, we don't want half of the money I leave them to get divorced away. So we create a very good, solid trust as the foundational document. But the other documents in the package is we need pour over wills. We need these things we're talking about now, advanced healthcare directives and a durable power of attorney. So the durable power of attorney is really important because, you know, back to what we just talked about, your kid's off to school. School won't talk to you. It's one thing that you can use to at least say, hey, look, I've got a solid power of attorney that's drafted by, you know, a good lawyer who's got all these different, you know, 25 pages of things that power of attorney allows to happen, where my daughter or my son says, hey, mom and dad have the ability to handle my financial affairs and basically become me if needed. And it's effective immediately. As soon as I sign that thing, it works, which is an important thing to know about because a lot of us have these powers of attorney that are called springing powers of attorney where they don't take effect unless we're incapacitated. That doesn't work.
Right.
But if you have one that's effective upon signing, that would be the thing I would say, hey, I want to talk to the school. You know, my son or daughter is deferring to me to take care of these issues. Can you just talk to me? Here's where they're giving me the power to do that and see where that goes, because that can be helpful in those situations as well to kind of stop some of that frustration, you know, that Paul, that you and I were talking about.
Yeah. Love it, Brent. Always good information. And for those of you listening, Brent, what's the process to get started? I mean, you start off with sort of a complimentary assessment of what's going on.
Yep. It's like we do everything around here, Paul. It's a complimentary consultation. We just drop you on the calendar for when you have 30 minutes to talk about it, get into to know specifically what's going on with the family, ask you to fill out a quick questionnaire so we know what's going on. And we can diagnose the situation and make some recommendations about what we see and what we would propose to do. Even if you say, yep, I want to take care of these issues, and then there's a retainer that goes out and away we go. If we're talking just living documents for kids, we love to do those. They're cheap to do. It solves problems, you know, down the road. So it's a smart thing to do.
Love it, Brent. Thanks for being on. Everybody, thanks for listening. And Brent, we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Bye-bye.